Diana Stitt.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our 34th
Squatcast!
Today is August 12th when we're recording this. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to say, wow, is it hot today?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's like 30 degrees, and I'll bet you it's 30 plus degrees in this building today.
It is. And, you know, there's a lovely smell of floor paint that's not helping.
Yeah, because we're doing some renos and some cleaning and fixing up of a few things. So today, you know, today's podcast might be extra silly.
It might.
Or it might not. Okay, so we have a few different segments for you today. Mm-hmm. Some wing feathers, some nest news, what's hatching, and a little bit talking about good eggs and bad eggs. Okay. And then we're going to take you under our wing and discuss an article that we found on our Facebook feed, which was 5 basic skills we're forgetting to teach our children. Only 5?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Oh, goody.
Okay, let's jump on in. Are you ready for a wing feather?
I am ready for a wing feather.
Okay, give it.
Jade Cooper has been covering and helping out, and that is a versatile gal, I will tell you. She ballroom dances, she organizes and cleans bathrooms, she moves chop shop stuff, she does office work.
Right, so you might see Jade right now. Mm-hmm. She's covering the front desk for all of you who might call in and miss our sweet Sherry at the front desk. But she'll be back in a little while to man the front desk, the front post again.
The gatekeeper.
Hey, and we'd also like to thank Owen Mann. What's he been doing?
He's been sweeping, mopping, and painting the floors, thus adding to the special aroma of the building.
Yeah, exactly.
Porch and floor paint. Woo-hoo! Is something special.
We'd also like to thank CTV2. They did those videos, and we've talked about them in our other podcasts, mm-hmm. but they're actually live now.
Yay! They're up. They're going. They're out there.
Yeah, I put one on our website, and in a day or so, I'll put up the other one.
Yeah, because you got to wait.
Yeah. Don't want to let all the good stuff go at one time.
Why not?
And one thing, Jill, that I forgot to mention, I would like to thank Lori DeRogier and Karen Jackson for their guest posts on our website, our blog site.
I was so proud of them. They were both very nervous
yes.
about, will I blow it up?
It's WordPress. Come on. It's fabulous.
And they did very good, and it was so nice to see a new flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Lori did an excellent post mm-hmm. that we're going to talk a little bit about here as we go along. Mm-hmm. Excellent post with regards to some resources mm-hmm. and how you can use Phoenix and our program guide.
Anyways.
Paint fumes. To plan your year. Mm-hmm. So that's an excellent way to go about organizing your homeschool year. Mm-hmm. And then Karen did a little piece on why it is that she chose to homeschool. And her kids are done.
Oh, I know. Her kids are old, moldy, and all grown up. It's mm-hmm. great. It's nice to see a survivor.
Yeah.
You know?
A survivor.
Well, it is sometimes, you know. I know that, you know, I'm getting towards the end. You're getting towards the end. But, you know, sometimes these new and middle-of-the-road time frame people who've been homeschooling for a while or they're getting towards the end and they're really suffering some burnout, it can really inspire people to keep going.
So keep going. Keep on going. You can do it.
You can do it. Just do it again.
Okay, moving on to some nest news. Basically, we're cleaning. So if you come down for a cup of coffee or tea, then we will also be giving you a tour, but the place is a bit of a disaster.
It is. It's, well, if you want to look at it like maybe a maze to get through things that are maybe stacked where they shouldn't be, and an adventure.
Yep, absolutely. But we also purchased a couple of new things for the organization.
Yes.
So we bought a brand new stainless steel wood-topped
wheel
cabinet. Oh, yes, wheels. Yeah, for the kitchen.
It's like an island.
It's fabulous. I hear that your husband was drooling after it.
He might have, you know, tried to figure out how he might, you know, take that for a little ride. But, yeah, he was pretty excited when he came in and saw that.
Yeah, well, we hope it adds to our cooking facilities here at the school and mm-hmm. makes things easier. Mm-hmm. We also bought a little Cricut. Any of you out there use Crickets?
And not to feed, you know, little lizards or anything.
No, this is a Cricut Explorer, and it's a little cutter. People who are scrapbookers will be familiar with what a Cricut is, but we thought it would be kind of cool to be able to add to what we do here at the school. Yeah. It's something you might actually consider as a homeschooler of adding to your inventory of stuff to be able to cut out all kinds of very cool shapes that your kids can then write on, that you can scrapbook with, that you can do mobiles, all kinds of things that having custom shapes is very good for.
Yeah, it can be also really fun to do your portfolio for family or whatever when the kids are in the younger age and do it like a little scrapbook and decorate it up and make it an event like your yearbook.
Exactly. Now, let's move on to what's hatching because there's some things that are hatching.
There are.
So on August the 20th, we are planning to have a splash.
And we needed it today because it was hot. Oh, I was so played in the water today. It is. So it's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. It's a free event for kids and their parents to come and play in some water, get wet. There'll be some watermelon and some other kinds of food to go with it. Mm-hmm. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. We also happen to have a kindergarten open house that day.
Yeah. So if you have a friend or you yourself need to have a little tour, come on down.
Right. 10 o'clock till 11:30. Mm-hmm. So kindergarten orientation or tour, 10 o'clock. General tours, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. A splash, 10 o'clock. Why? Everything starts at
10 o'clock. This is not a drop and go, stay and play like you might see in the community. This is a phoenix. So parents stay too and play.
Exactly. And then Jill, you had something else written down there.
Kid Source.
Right.
We're going to be at Kids Source. It's one of our favorite things every year.
Right. September 18th at 6 o'clock. The cost is $5, and that buys you
Some snacks and maybe a little sip of maybe some wine.
It is an adult event.
Yep.
So if you belong to Phoenix, heck, if you don't belong to Phoenix, you can still register.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come on down, and we'll help you spend your resource money.
It's awesome. They close the store for us. They are there to help us, and they, you know, we always laugh, and those ladies are a fun group.
And we do a live squat cast from there.
That is true. That is true.
And we
hopefully
talk about
early in the evening.
Yeah, we talk about what is hip, what is cool, what's in, what's out.
Yeah, because some years, like last year, there wasn't any really one thing. But the year before, I mean, they said little owls. They couldn't keep little owls in the building, brown and blue owls. So you never know. Some years there's a real trend.
Absolutely. Hmm. Okay, let's speaking of birds and things like that, let's move on to good egg, bad egg.
Well, one of our good eggs is very near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah. let's see. That would be
Pinterest.
It's so sad.
Awesome. Are you kidding? I laugh every time I pin something on there knowing I'm not just taking up my computer space.
There you go.
My inner hoarder.
That's
so
happy. But Lori DeRogier wrote a beautiful blog post. You're welcome to check out that blog post on our website. Mm-hmm. And in it, she referenced a bunch of different Pinterest crafts, ideas, activities. Looking at all of that, Jill, what was your favorite dino activity that you saw?
On Pinterest? Well, I actually, you know, the one we mentioned we were going to do this, but you know, the one that kept coming to my mind, and it was just one we did.
Okay.
Way back when the dinosaurs were on here.
It feels like that.
But it was the Dinosaur Tracks Math Facts. You know when we used to cut out the little footprints and put like two numbers on them, and kids would run around and grab two, and then someone else would yell whether they had to add it or subtract it or multiply it for the older ones. And they would just run around frenzy and do that. I always loved that. I loved watching them, and they had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
Simple.
Two of the ones that appealed to me that I saw on Pinterest, one was about toilet paper.
Well.
And so basically what they did was they took rolls of toilet paper and they used them to measure out the heights of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So it took several rolls, of course, but in a very large space. We have a large space here, so this is a great activity. But to roll it out to show exactly how big, how long, how wide mm-hmm. a dinosaur would have been. So that appealed to me. The other one that appealed to me was also something about tracks, but about putting sponges on your feet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Okay, yeah, that one I love
and
too.
Walking. Well, I think you cut out a piece of cardboard first of all to act as sort of a splatter guard between your child and the paint. And then on the bottom of that, they glued sponges.
Yeah.
In the shape of dinosaur footprints.
On flip-flops.
Yeah. And then they ran around down a piece of paper.
Yeah. I don't think they ran because they might slip. But they walked carefully.
Yeah, exactly. But that looked really fun, and I thought kids would really enjoy doing that.
Oh, heck, I kind of thought I might, you know, utilize that in the next planning, so...
But there's tons of great activities and ideas. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at the various Phoenix themes for next year, which are dinosaurs or the prehistoric world, so don't forget to look at things like volcanoes, rocks and minerals, meteorites, fossilization, all those kinds of things.
So many, the fossil cookie, or not the Earth's crust cookie.
Yes, we had lots of fun with that too.
Oh, yeah.
We made a gigantic chocolate chip cookie, fashioned the continents, and iced it, and then we broke it all apart.
Yep.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. So there's that. But then, of course, our next theme is Mexico. So there's lots of great stuff on Mexico. After that, we do Zoom. And transportation, you know, it was sort of the one I was kind of looking forward to, and then I kind of... wasn't looking forward to it, and then I'm really looking forward to it again, because of course we start sort of with the old stuff, you know, Ugg and Og and the prehistoric, and move through time. So I think that one's going to be fun.
I can't wait to see what the Creation Studio is.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. Yeah.
And then after Zoom we do Ireland, and last we finish up with circus life. So, should be very exciting. And again, Pinterest can add a ton of ideas to your own homeschooling journey. So, if you're not a Pinterest fan, you should become one.
Well, if not Pinterest, there are other formats as well that are, you know, online filing systems, curator.
Yeah, I was going to say the other thing is quite often when I'm looking for stuff, I also type in the search words unit study.
Yep.
So that always produces all kinds of great stuff.
Project base.
Yep.
And the other thing to keep in mind is be aware that some words are spelled in the U.S. way and some are spelled in the Canadian way. And so if you're looking for, say, a color page.
Right.
Spell it the U.S. way.
And you'll get a whole lot
more. You will get a lot more hints.
Yeah. The other thing, and it's a secret I'm going to give away today, so listen up, people. One of my favorite sites of all time was Pete's PowerPoint Station. And he has the cutest graphics. Holy man, are they cute. He's just published a bunch of books and things like that as well. But Pete's PowerPoint, if you type that into Google, it will come up. He has literally collected thousands and thousands of PowerPoint presentations over the years. And like I said, really cute graphics to
go along
with it.
This is a secret. This is the first I've heard of it. I'm a little hurt.
I used to use them all the time. I just never told you.
Yeah.
Okay. Me bad egg. So that was our good egg and me bad egg.
You bad egg. We're not sharing before.
I know.
10 years we've been doing this.
Surprise. Oh. Hey, come on. Let's take people under our wing and talk about our article today.
Okay. Well, this we saw on our Facebook page. Paint. So it turned up on the Facebook page and it looked a little interesting and kind of, you know, you forget about some of the basics sometimes. And by basics, I don't always mean reading, writing, and arithmetic.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay, well, this was on Babbel, and it's the 5 basic skills we're forgetting to teach our children.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting article. And what I thought was a key feature here, and this was something that was brought up quite often when we were talking about inspiring education and the current Alberta education initiatives, is what did the next 10 or 20 years look like?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who knows?
Yeah. Try and figure out your kids' post-secondary plans to achieve what they might be interested in and that there might be a job in. And
yeah. It's really difficult.
It's very confusing.
Yep. So that is one of the challenges, although I think one of the things that's interesting is there is a set of skills that I think kids need to have that will ensure that they are successful no matter what they choose. So they talk about five skills here. The first one is grit. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they talk about adaptability, curiosity, self-awareness, and meaning.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jill? Let's talk about grit.
I'm ready to stick to it and get through this.
Okay.
No matter how bad it may go, we're going to get through this.
That's it. Some grit.
We've got grit.
There you go. Okay, so they define grit as passion and persistence for very long-term goals. This definition was given by the University of Pennsylvania psychologist Angela Lee Duckworth. Mm-hmm. And she did an excellent talk, TED Talk. And it was called The Keys to Success, Grit.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that TED Talk?
I have not, actually. I had intended to when I first read the article, and then I completely forgot about it until just now.
There you go.
Well, I can lose hours on TED Talks. I have to be careful.
Yeah, they're kind of addictive.
They are.
But one of the things grit talks about, and this article talks about, is how you develop that. Mm-hmm. One way is by praising effort, not, oh, you're cute, or, oh, you're so good at this, honey, but rather talking about the time and energy that kids put into projects and into learning.
And that maybe it's not about the percentage grade, but that you saw that kid slogging it out and getting through it, and maybe they didn't get a huge mark or grade, but you saw what they went through, the effort they went to, the research, the bumps in the road that they got upset over, but picked themselves up and kept going.
Carol Dweck of Stanford University talked about the growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I did look into this a couple of years ago. It is basically talking about, again, teaching kids that things just don't come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody starts at the beginning and they work through the challenges and they continue on. And that failure is temporary and sometimes necessary.
I want to play the piano. I saw it done on TV.
It's the reason why so many adults don't actually take up new hobbies and things is because they have an expectation that they'll play like Mozart. But when they sit down and they're plunking away going boink, 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 and it sounds terrible, then they give up.
Yeah.
No grit.
Yeah, no grit. And also they start thinking of their time as different. And this, they may not see this time of learning a new skill as valuable when really it is.
Okay, the second thing on here was adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really key. Being able to adapt to a variety of different circumstances. Life throws us all kinds of unexpected curves. And you need to be able to go with the flow.
You don't know whether the job you have will be there. You don't know when you're expecting a child if you end up with triplets. You don't know.
Well, let's hope you might know that one.
You just don't know until you're dealing with it. And illness can strike, and families have to band together and make sacrifices and get through.
So the article talks about the fact that some kids are naturally more adaptable than others, but adaptability is something we can learn, and we can help our kids by teaching them to be aware of their natural inclinations and the whys behind their actions so that they can eventually analyze how they adapt to current situations. And I think that's really important, helping kids to understand that some situations in the current were like other situations in the past where they change or they adapted, they did something different, and it was successful. So if they change or adapt or do something different in this current situation, they too can be successful.
I agree. And I liked the last line in that is that they state that we can help our kids learn to be more adaptable by emphasizing the positive and seeking joy, even when times are tough.
I think that's incredibly important. There are good times, even through the tough times.
If you can laugh, you don't get puffy eyes. And that's something to celebrate.
Number three is curiosity. So children are born with innate curiosity. And as they get older, they sometimes lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring up another little book that I had found that I'm currently reading. And it's called Essentialism. And it's The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. Is that how you'd say that?
That's how I would say it.
Okay. Anyways, available through the Calgary Public Library. You are welcome to take a look at it there. But hey, one of the things that he talks about that you and I have spoken about many times is Sir Ken Robinson.
Oh, love him.
Yeah, he does a couple of excellent TED Talks as well.
He does.
But he has made it his life's work to study creativity. And he talks about how typically school kills kids' creativity.
It sit here through this amount of time, you know, you, right down to we'll tell you when you have need to urinate. And you do the project at hand, and this is how you do it, and this is right or this is wrong.
Right.
Hey, I got it right.
There you go. Here's a quote from Ken Robinson. We have sold ourselves into a fast food model of education, and it's impoverishing our spirits and our energies as much as fast food is depleting our physical bodies. Imagination is the source of every form of human achievement. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think as the future unfolds, our kids are going to need their imagination even more than we did.
Oh, I think so. You know, we're coming, like we were talking earlier, careers, choices, what can they expect? Who knows?
Yeah.
We are really at a huge turning point again.
Absolutely. So I will put links to the TED Talks that we referenced, as well as a link to this book here that we've quoted as well. Just so you know.
Just so you know.
In our show notes. Easy to find. Hey, what's number four, Jill?
Self-awareness.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
I know.
Okay, this is one we might need to work on.
Well, and the first line is, we're going to talk about raising well-adjusted humans. Well, you know, honestly, and again, all of these things are ideals. And some days we might, as parents, touch on a few of them. Maybe we even have a stellar moment where we can really high-five ourselves later. But, you know, if we just all try periodically through our day.
Exactly. I think it's important that we raise children to be mindful, though, of mm-hmm. their emotions mm-hmm. and their mind patterns. Mm-hmm. I think it's really critical that we teach kids how the brain works because, you know, it has some bugs. And there's an excellent book that's called Brain Bugs. When my husband saw that I was reading it, he was like, what is that?
Is that like the TV show Monsters Inside of Me? Because that one kind of makes me gag.
There you go. But it talks about how the brain works, or in many cases, actually, how it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading recently about memory and that our memory is in no way accurate, which actually has been making me feel better because I think I've forgotten more than I actually originally knew.
Yeah, you really do. You forget things and you remember them differently than they were.
Absolutely.
You know, you get to watch an old video, perhaps an old, you know, what were those Super 8 videos from when you were a kid, of an event, and you remembered it, or not, completely differently.
Exactly. The point here that the author is trying to make in this particular paragraph, though, is that our kids not only need to know themselves, but they also need to love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very critical in today's day and age when we see lots of body image type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Dove campaign that talked about natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. I hate going into some stores in the mall because mm-hmm. they are designed for size 2
yep.
tall, thin women. And that, if you've seen me.
And then I look for shoes. Of course, I have big feet. So again, that's not going to work.
Yeah. All right. Last on this one was meaning. So what do they mean by meaning, Jill?
You know what? Actually, I liked this one the best out of all of them. This
Agreed.
Meant the most to me. Sorry. But, you know, it says here, we want our kids to be happy. But research and life shows that expecting our children to live in a consistent state of happiness is both unrealistic and short-sighted. You know, they put a net over people who just maniacally laugh 24 hours a day. You know, if you don't have some downs, then how do you know you're happy? And so finding meaning and doing the things that mean something to you, whether that is helping a neighbor, whether that is quiet little acts of kindness, or whether it's big, grand things. Find things that feed your soul, that help you find meaning in that way. That's what that meant to me.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily mean about happiness in the moment. Because, for example, helping your neighbor, you might have volunteered to shovel the sidewalk, and you know what, that's 30 below and the snow is six feet deep and you are regretting
You're freezing and sweating all at the same time.
But, I mean, absolutely research shows that it is good for your mental and physical health to be doing acts of kindness and to be helping and in service of others. And this not only enhances your resiliency and your self-esteem, but it actually decreases depression and, like I said, generally improves your overall mental outlook on things.
We are very fortunate here. We so often get to do this every day with someone walking in the door.
Yes.
And the sky is falling for them at that moment.
Yes.
And, you know, with a cup of tea and sitting down and some information, they can often feel like it's worth carrying on.
Yes.
And, you know, we get to feel really good because it reinforces our meaning, or at least my meaning, for what I believe in, is that, you know, people have choices.
Right. And I think it helps us, again, to be able to not only just care for our families, but when you can care for someone else, it means you have a little extra to give. And so, you know, you're wealthy. You're wealthy in the fact that you have capacity to give.
Yeah.
So that's important.
It is.
So I think all of these things on this list are incredibly important. The five, again, were, here we go. Are you ready? Grit, adaptability,
curiosity, self-awareness, and meaning.
Yeah. So if you'd like to look at that article, I will try and post that as well so that you can read it for yourself. It's interesting, some of the comments that were as part of that. A couple of people posted things like, parents have forgotten how to be parents. And that, you know, you're not your kid's best friend.
We hear that a lot. And I think that you have to be careful on either end, because there was a disconnect for parenting back then too, really a not my job problem. And I think that, again, looking at where our world is going, they don't need us to be their friend, but they sometimes need that anchor of a parent, but also a friendly ear.
Right.
Because sometimes friends and peers can be very loud. And TV and those influences and magazines. And yeah, sometimes you need to be the parent, but you kind of got to look at it and remember back, dig way back, people, to when we were that age.
And, that is way back.
And how we perceived things, whether it was true or not.
Right.
It was how we perceived them.
At the time.
At the time.
Absolutely.
So sometimes we have to dig back and think, okay, as a parent, I know this, this, and this, and if you do this, this is very likely going to happen. But we have to dig back and remember what it was like being that age.
Yeah. On that happy note, people, dig back, look back, go back. What was it like to be a kid? Think about that this week and enjoy your children. Here we are already the middle of August, and summer, the summer, I noticed the sunsets a little later already.
Hey, and the supermoon.
Yeah, and
that something.
I saw a few branches on a couple of trees that were starting to turn yellow already.
La 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 la.
I know, I chose that same perspective, and I actually thought maybe from the windstorm or hail that we've had recently, a few of the branches were damaged.
I can get behind that. When it comes, I do adore autumn and fall, but I'm not ready yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, thanks very much for listening, everybody. This is Diana Stint.
And Joel Mann.
And we hope
you have a splashy summer.
Okay. We'll see you on August 20th, people. Bye for now.